Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Tuesday morning. It is June 10th. We are at 6:06. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
I told you she'd be back. You probably didn't believe me, but I told you she'd be back.
I'm back. Glad to be back.
We are glad you are back. And you brought the sunshine with you. We are glad. Lots of sunshine today. Low humidity and a high of 75 degrees. You can't beat that. We have so much to get to today. We have Stevie on the socials on the way at 6:40. We have to talk about Flamingo. Did you hear the Flamingo? We heard about a lot about the Flamingo yesterday. We talked about it. Wait, why are you stealing the Flamingo again? And a different Flamingo, and apparently there's two of them, and I don't know
what's
happening.
Absolutely ridiculous, and the thing that makes me most sick is why the Flamingo was donated to the city and someone still took this. It makes me think it's kids that don't really know the history, you know?
They definitely don't know the history, and what do you do? So you steal it, and then what?
Yeah.
Did you think that far ahead? Are you scrapping it? Are you keeping it?
Terrible thing.
Don't you go to jail for something like that? You stole the Flamingo? I don't know what happens now. I have no idea. So we'll talk about that at 7:10. Rounds of Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin at 7:35 and 8:35. Boarding passes on the way. A lot to get to. Oh, we did not get a winner.
Aww.
It continues. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Every time I have a day off, I come back thinking, ooh, I bet they got a winner. I bet there was a winner while I wasn't there, and it's over.
I tried. I mean, played the game. But good news.
Ooh, what?
We whittled it down by two more people.
No, that's
so
not good news.
We're getting
that's
there.
That's not good news.
He's dead. He's a guy. The envelope remains in studio. We need your guest for Tuesday. So who is it? I'm sure you thought about it for 24 hours. Star 102, good morning.
Hello. Yes. Hi. This is Julie. How are you?
We're good. You got a guess for dead guy in an envelope?
I was going to say, who is the president? Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt.
Good guess. That's not who it is, though.
All right. I'll have to look him up. Listen, I love you guys. I'll see you guys morning.
We love that you're part of the EMCs, and because you're an early morning crew, I feel like we need to revisit the Destination Diva yesterday because she didn't join us until 7:10. So you know all about boarding passes and exactly where you get to go because it's really cool. You get to pick your paradise. So we're gonna replay that next. You deserve that.
Okay.
We've said this before. Anytime we mention that the Destination Diva joining the show on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, it is good news. She always provides good news. She knows where Flight 102 is headed.
Yes, and she gave all the information yesterday, but it wasn't at this time of day. So in case you missed it, we want you to hear from her.
Yeah, so this was her yesterday at 7:10 when the boarding passes began. So listen to this information. This was, once again, was yesterday at 7:10.
Hey, everyone. Did you miss me? Well, I'm back. It's your Destination Diva here to give you another chance to win an amazing trip. Flight 102 is taking off for the Caribbean. Celebrate Caribbean Heritage Month with three chances to win every weekday. Get ready to enjoy a luxury four-day, three-night trip for two to a Sandals resort of your choice. That includes round-trip airfare. Your options are Sandals in Jamaica, the Bahamas, or Curacao. It's all thanks to your destination station. You guessed it, Star 102.
See, I mentioned that because, you know, our EMCs usually listen this time of morning, 6 to 6:30, and the boarding passes, they begin at 9:22, so maybe you don't know. Maybe you're not listening at that time, and I want you to listen that time. So I would at least want you to know because, you know, you're the best. You're waking up early with us.
Absolutely. Immediately I hear that, and I'm like, wow, I'm stressed out. How do you pick? And then I think, that's a really good stress to have. If you win and you get to pick where you go?
I was talking to Stevie off the air yesterday. I said, you know what? I can admit it. I had to look to exactly where Curacao was located.
I knew like a dot in the middle of nowhere.
It is 100% a dot. And I knew it was like obviously further south than Cuba and the Bahamas. And like I knew generally where it was at. But I said, you know, I'm going to do a quick search. I'm not a well-traveled human. I'm going to look at this. I said, that is. And I knew how beautiful it was. And I'm not concentrating on one because all three are just unbelievable. But I mean, talk about picking your paradise and paradise on earth and everything else. I mean, that is a lot of fun.
So, so wonderful.
Stevie on the socials on the way at 6:40 on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Yesterday, we talked about Summerween.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. What? I wasn't here yesterday. I'm sorry. What did you just say? Yesterday you talked about what? Can you
say
that?
They need to come up. They need to come up with a different name. I said yesterday. First of all, you can't just say it's Summerween. You
no,
need to come
quit
up with
saying that.
You need to come up with a different name. I don't know why this is trending. It's dumb for starters. It's like a celebration of different things. Halloween in the summer, such as like
why are we doing that?
Ghost shaped popsicles and some other things that people that really love Halloween. And my wife loves Halloween, and I mentioned this yesterday. I said, yeah, they're celebrating. Like, if you're wondering, if you go to Home Goods, if you go to Michael's, if you go to these other stores, and they have different Halloween type of items in celebration of Halloween in the summer, they're calling it Summerween. And I said, that's not, first of all, if you can't think of something better, you can't celebrate that. That's not, you can't do that. Like, that's not, that, first of all, that's not, you're really, really stretching.
That is,
and you can't just go past summer and try to look ahead to Halloween because we are at June 10th and summer still has not hit here in Northeast Ohio.
That's for sure.
So you cannot skip that.
Do you think they had a lot of leftover Halloween products from last year that they needed? They just added like a summer twist to it to sell
know.
Them?
That's fair. It could be. That is not
summer ween. Why? It just feels awkward.
Summerween. That doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. I don't like that at all.
I don't.
And I was looking for better names like ChatGPTing it on the air. It just nothing really hit me, but that is not okay.
So
I hope it's something.
I hope we're not talking about that again.
Same.
That was plenty. Thank you for the update.
You're welcome. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So you may have seen these all over your social media page. They are called Labubus.
Yes! Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're talking about this. I don't understand it.
You don't get them?
Well, I didn't really deep dive.
They're the monster charm dolls that you may see. They're like the little figures with the little faces. You'll see them on people's designer bags. Like they'll be like expensive bags with these Labubus, but they are not cheap. And they're going crazy right now.
Well, see, this is a great point. See, you know what it is, but you didn't take a deep dive.
Right. I can't wait till you give us the history or why people are going nuts over these.
This is why we have Stevie on the socials in 3 minutes on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
You may have seen these small plush charms and figurines called Labubus all over your social media. They've created a global sensation with prices skyrocketing to over $1,000 for rare designs on resale sites. So there's a high demand for these things, and they're very interesting looking. Like, it felt like it came out of nowhere, but they've been around since 2015. Now, you can get them at retail stores like Pop Mart. We don't have one near us.
We don't. I know. Yeah, we were looking everywhere. Izzy and I trying to look everywhere where those things are at. Mm-hmm. And we went to a somewhere. It was like, where was it at? I don't know, one of the malls. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go in one of these stores and ask. And they had no idea, A, what we were talking about, went to the next one. B, they were like, we don't have them anywhere around. You got to get them online. Like,
so your
no
daughter knows about it in one
yes.
set.
This was, I don't know, a month ago.
Which is crazy because she's 10, but adults want these too.
They do now.
Yes, everyone wants them. Yep. I didn't understand the hype at first. And I thought it was weird because for retail, they are like $90 to $250. Like if you go into Pop Mart, Hotmart is a Chinese company, so they're in like bigger cities around here, like, you know, New York, Chicago, LA, like that's where, and the lines are crazy. There's people fighting over these things. But now that I keep seeing them, I kind of want one, but I know I don't need
one.
What
are you going to do with that? Put it on your bagu?
Yes, right on the bagu.
I love the bag charms. Like, I think that trend is very cool. Mm-hmm. I think you can make it look, you know, elevated and all that. But I have never considered putting a Labubu.
I think this is a play on that. Like, the bag charms are so big now. I mean, everyone wants these. I've seen, like, you know, fashion guys on TikTok have them. And I've seen, like, celebrities have them. Like, everyone wants them. They're these creatures that are described as kind of scary looking, but also kind of cute. They feature sharp-eared designs and mischievous expressions. They are made by an artist from Hong Kong, and he introduced Labubus as a literary character from his book, The Monsters Trilogy, before the figures transformed into a worldwide collecting sensation. I think people are going crazy over them because they come in. Their strategy was like those mystery boxes. People loved them. Like, you would buy them and you would unbox them and see what you get. And, you know, some are more rare than others, so you're trying to find the rare ones. But even celebrities are having them. Like, Rihanna was spotted with them, Dua Lipa, Hilary Duff, everyone.
I'm like, now looking at them online, and now I want one. I didn't know they had, like, the little mischievous faces. Like, this little gray guy with the, look at that face! It's cute.
Yes.
Now I want one.
So if you're able to find them, like, for instance, we're going to Vegas. There's a Pop Mart, a Miracle Mile. I already looked it up.
I've seen TikTok videos of people waiting in line there.
The line is...
Yeah.
It's not down the strip. Like, that is... But it is out into the steps.
You're waiting an hour at least, or more.
If you know, it is, yeah. Like, what is the price point if you were able to go in and buy that? Do we have any idea? Like, the resale is crazy.
Yeah, it's like $90 to $250. Depends on the size.
Okay, all right,
like, there's, like, the little charms.
That's what she wants, is those little ones. Yeah.
Yeah, those are more like $90, depending on the style.
Are you spending $90 on that for your daughter?
No, I was just curious about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe I might.
Yeah.
Can you get me one too? I want the...
Right? We all think no until you see it and it's in the moment, and then they look at it and you get the daddy and it's, you know, right?
Yeah.
But daddy's, oh.
But if you...
I mean, and you found it. Like, that's a big deal and stuff because they're selling out in the Pop Marts. Like,
if you find them, Stevie and I are going to need one too.
Yeah, I want the Coca-Cola one.
Oh, wait. Can we put in requests?
Yeah, put in the request. Will you put in the request, and then we'll get to that in 3 minutes. I want to see the Coca-Cola one, too.
Me, too.
All right.
Now I need one.
They are pretty cute, though.
They are.
And here's the thing. Here's another advantage, by the way. We'll get to this next. Of listening to Stevie on the socials, which we do every day at this time. I want to get to that advantage and why you should listen every day. That's also next. Talk on Labubu, Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Reason to listen to Stevie on the social. See, you'll mention something, and now it'll be all over your algorithm and show up on TikTok or anything else. Then you'll see what it is. So if I'm at Pop Mart in Vegas and I see something, I have to FaceTime both of you.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Can we do a group chat
of
some sort?
If they are in stock there, you got to get one.
Could you imagine?
You got to.
And I have that. You know how I am, and Jen and I are similar this way, where there's going to be a plan this weekend, right? Like, you have to have... She's nodding her head yes, and she's closing her eyes because we're both very similar this way, which is...
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we'll stop there.
Strategy.
there'll be a strategy. And I thought to myself, I said, is there a Pop Mart in Vegas? Like, because Izzy's asked about this, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, they're not around here. And, you know, online they're all sold out. And Kimberly says that they're trying to sell these, the Labubus on Facebook Marketplace, but of course, like, they sell out instantly. Cameron said the Labubu look-alike knockoffs or anime versions, Where the Wild Things Are. That I'm not familiar with, but that's what Cameron said.
They do kind of look like that. The Where the Wild Things
Are. I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't?
Wasn't there
just a movie? Yeah, they look like the characters from that. Wait, but I'm on the website and they have the little tiny ones for $21. That's not bad. Like, I would order that.
Yeah,
can I just order that?
Yeah.
Is that not cool?
No, you can.
No, I
feel
like...
And then you
gotta
make an unboxing video because I want to watch.
Okay.
I feel like... If it's available, there's a reason.
Exactly. It's like, I need one that's not available. This is why.
Yeah, I mean, there are some that are more exclusive than others, and there's some that are, you know, like more. They made more of.
This is why Tim needs to get them for us when he's in Vegas next week. So we're going to need you to do that.
Like, that's definitely,
you got to get the rare ones.
Yes, please.
Good luck.
I have to. Good luck. I have to. I know
what
they are.
Don't let us down. Don't. Let us down.
Like,
look at our faces.
Like,
how could you let us down?
In a year from now, are we going to like these little...
No, we are not, yeah, Stevie. We're not going to care.
Nobody else
will either.
You almost won't even remember what they are, but it doesn't matter right now.
No, we need them right now.
They've been around since 2015, and now everyone's...
Yeah. Wait, you know, which one did you want? You want the Coca-Cola one. Did you look? You haven't looked yet. Which one?
They're just cute. I don't know. Just like a cute little one.
That's too much pressure.
I like the back.
You can't judge what you think is cute. That's way too much pressure on me.
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Mm. Well, I didn't like them on TikTok at all. I thought I was like, oh, God, here's another trend of people buying, like, you know, waiting in lines, getting in fights. There was, like, they're banned from at Pop Mart in Britain right now because people were getting in
really?
A fight.
Oh, they're getting fights big time. Yeah.
But then I saw the Coca-Cola one and I said, oh.
That Coca-Cola
that
one, you should, it's cute. It is very cute. Well, and to put them on your bag like that, it's just the kind of the nostalgia-y having like a, as an adult with a designer bag and a little stuffed animal on it. There's something very cute about that.
So you cannot purchase them anywhere around here, like as an in a physical store, nowhere around
not
here, right?
Not that I know of, no.
Same. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
We're not cool enough.
So we'll have them by next
week.
Yeah,
why don't we get those stores around here?
We need to get a
Pop Mart. I mean, it is the big, yeah. Even Shoe Drops and these other things, we don't, I mean, there's a couple, there's a store in Ohio City that had, like, there's a couple around, but we don't get those. Man.
We need to get them.
You have access. We'll have them by the end of next week. Thanks, Tim.
You need to tell me what you want. There is no way I'm going rogue and just picking
well,
one that I think is cute.
A lot of them are mystery boxes, so
yeah,
we don't know.
Get us mysteries.
Yeah, we'll just that's let another, you
draw. That's another one I don't get.
I hope I get a $5,000 one.
Me too.
Jen's going to get the $20 one.
Wow.
Wait, okay. If you had a $5,000 one, would you keep it or would you flip it?
Oh, I'd sell it.
Oh, you would sell that.
Yeah,
no,
you'd have to, no but way. They're not that cute.
Yeah,
give it a $5,000.
Right, even a Coca-Cola one. You
yeah,
gotta,
I would
yeah.
have to let that go.
Exactly.
Thank you, Stevie, on the socials. That's great.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12 month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
So just a horrible story. And what's sad about it is we told this story about a year ago. The Parma flamingo stolen again. Second time in about a year. This one is the statue at the corner of Snow and Broadview Roads. It's a fiberglass sculpture, cost $2,000, and it was donated to the city by a resident as a tribute to his granddaughter, who has nonverbal autism. So I don't know who thought it was a good idea to go steal this, but it is the most, why are people doing this in Parma? Like, it's such a great symbol, and for this man to do this as a symbol and gift to his granddaughter, and then for somebody to go mess it up like that and steal it, and you see the photos, and it's like the shattered fiberglass. You can see it there. What there's just like a flamingo foot left is absolutely ridiculous.
So this happened before.
Yes.
It was a different location, and I had talked about this yesterday. It was one of the three things you need to know. And this show, you know, you had yesterday off. The show was DM'd several times, and when I originally saw these DMs, going into yesterday's show from the weekend, I thought to myself, this has to be an old story. This has to be from, I don't know if it was last year, the year before, right. Whenever we had addressed it in our Jen and Tim show way. This has to be from before. There is no way that this happened again. And then I clicked on the article. I think it was originally when I saw it from Fox 8, and I go through the article and I look at a timestamp. This is from this year. This is, what is going on? Somebody took it again. And then I look and there's a second flamingo. There's a flock.
Oh, that's right. There are.
There's flamingi. Flamingettes. Whatever. There's two.
I like flamingettes.
I don't know if I was aware that there were two. And I even said yesterday, I said, I don't really want to get into this too deeply until Jen's back, which was today.
Well, it's not the original flamingo that we addressed in our own way. I like that you said it like that. So it's not the same flamingo. That one was replaced, and then the new one came in the past year, and this is the newer one, right? Is that what we're saying?
It's either the newer one or 100% it's a different one, different location,
right? It's a
location,
different flamingo,
right?
Than the flamingo that we handled.
So I think there's only one question. I guess it's a two-parted question, but I think there's only one question with this. The location of the flamingo that has been clearly stolen, where exactly is this, and how are we as a show going to address it?
I've got a few ideas.
Okay. So the location we will get to, which we hit on a little bit yesterday. And then how would we address it as a Jen and Tim show? We will address that. Another missing flamingo. And good old Parma. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Not only a missing flamingo, a flamingo donated by a resident of Parma. This happened about, I think it was last summer or coming right in. Because remember, it was kind of like a drizzly day, but I feel like it was late spring, early summer when we went there last year, when you had a great idea on how to address the issue of a stolen flamingo.
I purchased an inflatable flamingo costume. And I said, you know what? We will replace that for a half hour, an hour, what it was. We will do our due diligence and go out there and take pictures and replace that for a specific time frame. And we did that. We took pictures. I mentioned this yesterday. I mean, there was TV coverage. It was all over the place.
We had a ton of people come out to say hi while you were there dressed as, and we had to dress you when you got there because it was such a puffy costume. You couldn't drive.
I couldn't. Trying to put it on in studio. It was so big. I couldn't even fit in the studio to try it on.
And your face was so like tight in the like elastic thing around your chin and forehead and everything. But you looked great as a flamingo.
It was rainy, as you mentioned. It was drizzly.
It was
right across from, that was.
But why do I feel like it was early June? Like, I feel like it was right around this time last year.
So that's how we addressed it before. I feel like, so the calls we had yesterday, I had asked where the location was at. Like I said, I live in Mentor. I don't get to Parma a lot. I don't know where this one was at. We're very familiar where the other one was at. That one apparently fine. Leave it alone!
Yeah, that one right across from the shops of Parma.
This one on the corner of Snow and Broadview. Apparently there's an Arby's there. Apparently there's some shops there, that type of thing. So a highly visible area. I feel like we need to go back out there.
Well, the question is, obviously, yes. Do you still have your flamingo costume? Is it intact? Have you saved it? Does it need batteries? Because it has like that air blower and stuff in it.
Well, I need to get to that.
Oh, boy.
That's the key to this entire thing, is the costume. Of course I have the costume.
Oh, thank goodness.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Who do you think knew where it was at?
Not you. Your wife?
Bingo.
Of course. Is it packed away, like stored somewhere?
Sandy, do you know where that pink flamingo costume's at? It's in the basement. I'll get it. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank God.
I had no idea where it was at. So, but yeah, it is fine. The flock is ready.
Excellent.
It is ready to flock.
I thought you were going to tell me you sold it at a garage sale or something like you try to do with all our Christmas PJs.
And the Grey's Anatomy stuff that I had, that's all.
Titanic
that
stuff,
is currently
right.
Available.
Mm-hmm.
But no, so I do have that. It is ready. We will just have to set a time. This week is going to be tough. We're looking at maybe next week or the week after. We'll set an appointment. We'll set a time. We will go out there and we will once again replace the flamingo as the inflated flamingo.
I love it. And I know last time we had people come out. We took photos. It was great. And I mean, we just got the photo. Maybe this time you could like stand there for longer on one leg or whatever.
I will definitely stand there for longer. The weather did not permit that last time.
No, it didn't.
We had a bunch of people out there last time and the weather was not great. And this time we can do, first of all, it's summer, more people probably available, kiddos out of school.
Yeah.
We can do a better job of, well, I don't know, letting people know exactly when we'll be there and give them a better window and an easier opportunity. So hopefully even more people will go out there. So
I look forward to it, Tim. I very much look forward to it. You got to, practice your balance on one leg. You know, that's what the flamingos do. I don't think you did that last time. Did you? Did you do
one leg?
No. Yeah. This time, maybe this is your time now. This is your time to
during
shine.
During the picture, it's a one leg? I guess that is on one leg, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if the statue's on one leg, but
well,
I mean, you like to take things next level, and that would really be next level,
Well, somebody that knows, could you call us? Because I want to be as accurate as I can to the pose of the flamingo of that particular one.
Fair.
So if it's a one-footer, that's fine. If it's 2 feet, I like to be sturdy. Let me know. 216-343-1021. If you know... I need a sturdy. I just want to know.
That's fair. You like
birdie.
To be sturdy.
That flamingo on Snow and Broadview. One or two legs.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.